Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
A new season of Survivor means a new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. Each week, we break down the game like nobody else can, from how the season is built to why the players make the moves they do. It is the ultimate companion to the show. So if you love Survivor, I think you're going to love On Fire. Follow and listen to On Fire with Jeff Probst on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Donna Vaughn, and here are today's top local stories. Well, hopefully you weren't planning on spending the day outside tomorrow, because there's a coastal storm on the way, and today, not so great either. AccuWeather meteorologist Carrie Schwindenhammer with the latest on the forecast. Carrie?
Yeah, and it's important to note that the coastal storm itself still is primarily an impact for parts of the southeast and the mid-Atlantic region right now. We're seeing a little rain and drizzle from time to time today, but most of the impacts begin tomorrow from that system, and those impacts will come in the form of some increase in the rain rates for tomorrow, increasingly windy as well, and of course there's going to be some significant coastal flooding up and down the east coast, and including our area and the Jersey Shore here, right from later tomorrow into Monday. Beach erosion, wind damage in some areas. There could be some localized flooding, and in addition to all that, we could have some power outages as well, with some of those wind gusts in the 50 to 60 mile per hour range, especially on eastern Long Island. The rain could linger into Tuesday, and then we'll have some improvement. Back to you.
Now, Carrie, with this big storm on the way, folks that live in flood-prone Red Hook, Brooklyn are getting ready to bail themselves out, but hoping they won't have to.
All is calm now here by the water, but people who live and work nearby tell me that it could get ugly fast when the rain starts to fall. Jenny Golden says she's already worried.
I'm very concerned that there's going to be flooding and my apartment's going to flood.
Matt Best, who's a chef here at Brooklyn Crab, says when storms hit, the water comes quick and deep.
One day it got real bad. We had a hard time getting to work.
The city's building new defenses to keep Red Hook dry, but it won't help with this storm or any others until the work is done in 2028. Darius Radzi's 1010 Winds at 92.3 FM in Red Hook, Brooklyn.
Now, how bad it actually gets depends on how the storm tracks, which still isn't a certainty. So keep it locked here at 1010 Winds at 92.3 FM, and we will have the latest from AccuWeather. An FDNY ambulance colliding with an e-bike rider in the West Village early this morning. And this happened just after 1:30 at an intersection on West 11th Street near the West Side Highway. The bike rider taken to a hospital in stable condition. How that collision actually happened is still being investigated. Well, a man in Midtown stabbed as he stepped in to help a woman being robbed. That's according to police, who say it happened just before 1 this morning. The 35-year-old woman's phone was stolen right out of her hands as she was walking on West 58th Street near 9th Avenue. A 39-year-old man who witnessed the theft tried to get the phone back and was stabbed in the lower torso by the suspect, who then fled into the Columbus Circle subway station. The victim was taken to a hospital and is expected to survive. The woman not injured, and the suspect still on the loose now. A vigil this afternoon in Brooklyn for a man shot and killed by police last weekend. Family members, community leaders, and elected officials calling for accountability and healing. Officers say they shot Royston Backus Jr. because he was carrying a gun himself and ignored orders to drop it. City Council member Chris Banks telling 1010 Winds he still doesn't know why the situation escalated so quickly.
I was shocked. I wanted to know what happened. How did it get to a point where he actually got shot? He's actually getting shot in his chest, and now he's dead.
Police responded to a 911 call last Sunday from a woman who claimed Bacchus had been harassing her and that she'd been trying to get a restraining order against him. Officers claim he fled with a loaded gun when they got there and refused several orders to drop the weapon. That's when one officer fired a single shot, hitting Bacchus in the chest. And they are still investigating now. Well, just weeks ahead of Election Day, a top Democrat has finally endorsed Zoran Mamdani. The Democratic nominee for mayor has won the backing of Democratic National Committee Chair Ken Martin, who says Mamdani is running to make the city more affordable for everyone. Governor Hochul and Kamala Harris have endorsed Mamdani as well. But other top Democrats have been slow to board the Mamdani train. That includes Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer and House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries, who have yet to announce any endorsement in the mayoral race. Meanwhile, the independent candidate in the race, Andrew Cuomo, was interrupted by hecklers.
We have to increase the number of gifted and talented programs in our school system.
Created a fresh gas pipeline in New York City.
And
you want to talk about how you legislation in New York City?
I know that happened as Cuomo was announcing plans to add another specialized high school in Queens if he's elected. The former governor blames the interruption on Mamdani, who beat him in the Democratic primary back in June.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
A new season of Survivor means a new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. Each week, we break down the game like nobody else can, from how the season is built to why the players make the moves they do. It is the ultimate companion to the show. So if you love Survivor, I think you're going to love On Fire. Follow and listen to On Fire with Jeff Probst on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.